Great. So what we're going to talk about today is the 90-day success cycle. And part of this comes out of an article I read by Michael Klaus. It also gets back to a training that I did last year in May. If some of you were at Manifest, you remember Louis got up, Louis and Leon van der Linde from South Africa. They got up and described their three-point plan and how they're building their businesses. And one of the points of their three-point plan was this whole concept of this cycle. And so you can go back and look at that on my Monday morning calls if you go back to May 6th, 2013, and print off that outline, which was pretty lengthy, but it does talk about how they're building their businesses. It talked about how they structure their legs, but it also talked about the importance of having consistent action. And that's really what the 90-day success cycle is about. It's about building consistent action because we talk about our daily activities. We have 12 daily activities that we need to make sure we're incorporating in our life every single day. We want to put together a weekly action plan, a monthly training. All these things are all incorporated into an effective business plan that makes your business grow. It's going to create momentum because it's massive action. It continues to be action, and it doesn't, you set how many activities you're going to do every day, how many prospects you're going to talk to, how many presentations. But the importance is to put in place a cycle. And Michael Klaus, when he wrote this article, it was a great article because he talked about everything in life operates in some sort of cycle. So if you look at like the changing of the seasons, that's a cycle. The phase of the moon is a cycle. The rise and fall of the tides is a cycle. All these are cycles. So indeed, in network marketing, we also have a constant, predictable cycle we need to follow. When we don't follow it, now we're doing network marketing by the seat of our pants. And how many of us can raise our hands and relate to, I know exactly what it looks like by the seat of my pants, right? I mean, I'm raising my hand myself because, you know, I'm in and out of it. And some of it's based on lots of travel I do and other things I'm doing. But I really, Lydia and I made a new commitment. We talked about the first of the year. We talked about it. And then we said, well, wait a minute, you're going out of town the whole month of February. So that threw kind of a monkey wrench in it. But we're going to get back on track here, getting back into the cycle. And we even put a cycle in place for our organization. We built a 90-day plan from February to Manifest to get people to be operating with daily commitments and an action plan, activity plan with a commitment of where they want to be when Manifest hits. Set a goal for what level of leadership you want to be at Manifest, how much income you want to be meeting by Manifest. Manifest is 1 week prior to the close of that business period, but you can still look at it, where am I going to be? What is my business going to look like? Because all of those things are critically important to put in place to allow us to follow in a cycle, to be part of that cycle, to recreate, and to make it duplicatable by everybody instead of something, because hit and miss is what I call failure, and that's also duplicatable. So you got to look at yourself and say, what am I representing? Who am I to my organization? What am I teaching? Good habits, bad habits? What am I doing? And it starts with you as a leader. We have to set good habits right out of the box. So getting that cycle in place, crucial. The absolute basic to the business, to our business, which is what Michael Klaus calls the main thing. The main thing is that how many times today will Manatech's story be told by you, by one of your team, through a third-party material, or through an event? How many times today? That's the main thing is the main thing. Because if that's not being shared on a daily basis by you, by members of your team, by your organization, then you're guaranteeing that you're not going to have success. It needs to be done every day. Every day, somehow, we're sharing Manatech with somebody. We're doing some kind of activity that's getting the word out about this incredible opportunity for health, for mission, for finances, for lifestyle that we have available to us at our fingertips. So, and then the other important thing to do is, how do I track the results from the activities that are being done? That's incredibly critical for you in order to build your financial future. Because if you're not tracking the results, you're not tracking the activities and the results, then you're never going to be on top of, is it really happening, how is it happening, and all these kind of things. One of the things I've built into my new coaching forms is now kind of a tracker system. Everybody keeps track of how many times they're showing the plan, how many times on a daily basis. Everybody makes a commitment to their daily activities. They all build a plan on their daily activities. All of these are critically important. And some of you go, I don't like structure, Mary Jo. I get it. especially if you're a promoter. We don't like rules. But we love results. And if you're going to love results, then you've got to take actions that create those results, which means you build discipline and structure around your daily activities. So it's time to step into that. There's zillions of people out there waiting to hear from you, but if we're not sharing enough and we're not doing the activities enough, we're not going to drive our business where we should. So, and tracking the results just means you set up some kind of program with your team to make sure that you're tracking your results as well as helping them track theirs so you know what your team's actively doing. What is our 90-day cycle that we talk about when he says this 90-day success cycle? And it's also, again, same exact thing that South Africa's working under. They've built a program like this. The Chinese in Vancouver are doing the same kind of program where they have a 90-day cycle as well. And everybody that I know in Manitec that's exploding their business is operating from this perspective. So I say, time for me to quit being dumb and start being smart and have my own 90-day cycle, right? Have a 90-day cycle program. So this is what it looks like. Every day you have appointments, and your appointments feed into your weekly events. So every day you make sure you have daily appointments, whether it's phone calls, whether it's one-on-ones, whatever it might be. Those daily appointments feed into our weekly events. So each week that you would have some kind of event, whether it's a program where you're getting a group together in a home, you know, you have an event, you have a special guest speaker, or you do it yourself, whatever it is, you have some of my group up in Minneapolis are doing what they're called coffees. They're meeting at like Starbucks and different places. I guess Caribou is up there, a bigger coffee house than Starbucks in that Minneapolis area. But they have special side, some of these Caribous have special side rooms where you can actually, you don't even have to rent them out. As long as you're buying their products, they let you just book a time period. So they're finding that people enjoy going to coffees more than they do in kind of like the home type thing. So they're doing more coffees, that concept. Whatever that looks like for you, you schedule weekly events where you have people that are you're either talking to over the phone or you have an appointment with and you've talked to for 15, 20 minutes for them to come to the next level. So it starts off with breaking the ice, getting to know them, sharing a little bit, giving some information. The second step is following up with being at a weekly event, right? And the weekly events then turn into what? Your monthly trainings. And your monthly trainings would be like a Saturday where you do a 3-hour training or a 4-hour training, whatever that is, something that's not like, you know, 8 hours or not something really lengthy, but it really helps other people understand what who Manitec is, what the plan is, how to build a business around it. And then from your weekly trainings, your cycle continues that you have now, you know, I mean, from your monthly trainings, you have weekly, daily appointments, weekly events, monthly trainings, and then you have every quarter, you have some kind of regional event. If some kind of event where you bring in one guest speaker, somebody special that you might bring in town, and that's your regional convention. And of course, from the regionals becomes what we know as we go to the national events. Manitec has these national events, and they have multiple national events. I know part of Bo's program is to try to have multiple national events this year. We had numbers of them last year. We had 3 in the summer alone, and then we had the Frisco event, and we had Manifest. So we had 5 national events last year. And that's what you want to do is have those national events as well. That's where you're, and that's part of the, not the 90-day cycle, but that's what all the 90-day cycle is built into and continue repeating the 90-day cycle, which drives people to attend the national events. So the 90-day cycle for all of us is critically important to put in place. And sometimes that means we have to be a little bit more structured, right, because we're not doing those things today. And some of you are saying to me right now, well, Mary Jo, I don't have enough people in my organization. Well, you're never going to have enough people in your organization if you keep doing what you've always been doing. Because remember that definition of insanity. If we keep doing the same thing we've always been doing, we're going to continue to create the same results. We can't expect things to be different. I want to expect things to be different. I want things to be different. So I need to do things differently. So maybe in your area, if you feel like, well, I don't have enough people to have a training. Well, what I do in my area right now, I'm doing like a monthly training, and I do a webinar. Like this past Saturday, I did a 2-hour webinar from 1 to 3. I had people in my house, so people local could come over. But I also had a bunch of local people that chose not to come over. They just chose to watch it from their own home, the creature comforts of their home. So they would be on the webinar. But I could broadcast it, and this is a way I could touch people all across the country. So it's not just my local area, but I could touch people all across the country with a training. So there's many ways of skinning that cat. There's many ways of accomplishing that. But these, until they grow into being something larger on a local basis, you can take a bigger overview outlook on it and do it on a bigger broadcast view. So that's a great concept for you to look at as well. But it needs to be done. The activities need to be put in place because that's what drives people. It drives people to be consistent with their behavior when you as a leader are consistent with your behavior. So build that 90-day cycle and they will come. That's what we like to say. Remember the Field of Dreams? Great story. Build the baseball field and they will come. That's exactly right. You build it and they will come. You don't have it and you go, well, I'm waiting until they come first. I think you got it backwards. You want to build this structure and watch what happens, how it fills in because it's in place as a structure. The single most important element of the 90-day success cycle they talk about is taking inventory, and we'll talk about that in a second. But now let's talk about putting numbers to the four aforementioned steps, the four steps. So your daily appointments look like what? Your daily appointments can include you, your prospect, and perhaps what they referred to as a workout partner. That was in Michael Klaus's article. And I really look at that as it's somebody in your upline, an upline or crossline, some support partner with you. So whoever is partnering with you, it could be one of your team members, it could be your upline support, your upline leader in your organization, or somebody upline from that, whoever that is, because sometimes you'll want somebody else to go along with you. If you're brand new, you might want somebody else to be with you in that initial contact and appointment. So you meet with people. These are usually presentations, 15, 20 minutes. They're designed to move your prospect to the next level, not necessarily close them, but move them to the next level. Now, we have the capacity today with our three-piece materials that we're using here in the United States to close somebody in that first 15, 20-minute cycle. But sometimes they want more information. That's when you'll feed them into what? The weekly event. So your weekly event. So it goes daily appointments, feed your weekly team conference calls, home meetings, or hotel opportunity events. For us here in local Dallas, that might be our Tuesday night live because we do Tuesday night. We do Unplugged Tuesday, Manatech Unplugged on Tuesday nights that we don't do the Tuesday night live. But any whatever event's there, it's a great event to bring people to. So it's just, you know, have an event going on once a week somewhere in your environment to allow you to collect people and have them present. And those weekly events, that's under B in the outline, your weekly events include you and 2 to 10 guests and your upline support team member for a maximum of about 12 people. So you could have 3 people or 4 people. 2 guests, you and your upline. 2 guests and just you. Whatever it is, but those presentations are at your home and they're 30 to 45 minutes length and are designed to enroll your guests, to get them started. So now you've met them, you've had a weekly contact with them that's 10 to 15 minutes just to kind of give them a brief overview. Then you brought them into the weekly meetings to get them to hear a 30, 45-minute presentation on what this is all about, to get them signed up, enrolled in this. And then you immediately go into monthly trainings because these people need to be trained. They need to go through the training cycle. And you can do that monthly meetings. They also are going to need other trainings in that because you're not going to wait 3 weeks before they start building a contact list and doing some of the other critical work that needs to be done, like their goal setting and their why and those kind of things. So you can build all of that out of your Navigate starter pack. You can get it off of Manatech's website. A lot of people have websites today that are out there that have, you know, how to start a new business builder. Whatever it is, they need to be tapped into it immediately, and those monthly trainings are going to be to emphasize the basics. It's about monthly trainings, include all local distributors. You want everybody to be there. You'll let your local leaders lead it. It's kind of like what we were doing, you know, all last year in the Dallas area. We had monthly Saturday trainings, and they were piped all across the country. By the way, people, if you like those, I would tell you to put a little pressure on Manatech to get those back in place. It seems because we don't have a lot of people doing a lot of business in the Dallas area. You know, some of the interest has fallen off. I sure would love to. I love doing them. I love being a part of it. And I even love more the fact that I had 3-4 other local presidentials that were willing to commit to it as well. So I'd love to see those monthly trainings back on Saturday at corporate, because that's another way you could subsidize your area until you get your own local monthly trainings going. But these are critical to have those local monthly trainings. And the article talked about having 100 in attendance. I don't know. You could have 100 in attendance. You could broadcast it so you get people over online who could be there as well. But I like the idea of doing it even if you have 20 people present. Your goal might be to eventually get 100 people there. But you got to start somewhere. You got to get started with it. And that's what's going to help it grow. Build it and they will come. Right, exactly. Build it and they will come. And then from these monthly trainings, what happens is people then show up at the regional conventions that you have. So once every 3 months, you have a regional convention where you might bring in a guest speaker from Manitech headquarters, somebody from corporate. You know, we got Al and you got Bo. These guys love to travel. They love to support the field. So if you start building this in the area and you start getting your numbers up, they will be there. I know they're totally committed to the field. They want to help you grow your business, but they're not going to come to see 5 people. We've got to start growing this and making this into something significant. So that's the way you do it. You got to put the other steps, the cycle, start creating the cycle, and you'll grow that. In the meantime, what could you have maybe at a quarterly conference, maybe if you only have 40 people or something? Get one of your upline leaders, upline silver, gold, platinum presidentials, to come in town for you. They'll be more than happy to support you as you're growing your business in your local region. So, but make this happen. I love the idea of this 90-day cycle. I think it's crucial for business. I think it builds in discipline. It builds in structure. When you build it, people will come. Now let's talk about the inventory that they discussed in here. What do you mean by taking inventory? This is what's so important for all of us, is to plug into some commitments by people on what they're committed to creating. So after each 90-day cycle, you call up all your key distributors and you inquire with them. Who's on your, first of all, get your team together, each one of them, and you want to talk to each one of them about, number one, are they intending to be at the next major event? So you just make sure they're committed and they got it in their calendar to be at the next convention and or national event, whatever's the next event coming up. Then number two, what leadership level do they want to achieve by that event? So you get a commitment from them as to how they're going to grow their business. What are they going to achieve by that next event? Number three, what income level per business period do you want to be by that event? And number four, how many new team members are you going to have join your organization by the time of that next event? So you get commitments from your key team leaders. And through that, that drives people, because now they have set a goal based on that next event coming up, what they want to look like, what is their team going to look like. They can even make a commitment how many team members are going to have there at that convention. So all of these are important to drive your business, to make your business work. But it all starts with what? You implementing a cycle. So we got to get that started with your daily appointments, your daily commitments. Daily, what are you doing daily? What are you doing weekly? Then what do you do each month? And then what do you do each quarter? All of that folds into a huge growing business. And what you create today as you build this, as you grow this, over the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, that becomes duplicatable for all the people in your organization. So now you're creating something that works for everybody. And if you're building your business locally, if that's 90% of your business is in your own local environment, then this works perfect for you, because your people don't have to go and recreate it, since it's already created. You've created this momentum. You've created the regionals. You've created the momentum, the inventory tracking on, you know, what people are committed to the next event. So people just fall right into that whole concept. If you're doing your business in 4 different communities, now you want to help each of those communities do the same thing. But it's a multiplication of 4. You can have 4 times your effectiveness because you're doing it in 4 different locations. But you've got to get the people, the leaders in those local locations to get committed to this kind of cycle. So it's happening every week, no matter what. Every week, no matter what. When I see people develop these kind of things and do things on this disciplined behavioral patterning, I see results. No matter where it is, results are created. There's a reason why South Africa is exploding at the seams. There's a reason why the Chinese in Vancouver are growing so quickly. The Koreans in Korea are growing so rapidly. It's because they understand structure and discipline. They understand the concept of the importance of having these meetings, presentations every day, one-on-ones every day, weekly presentations, monthly trainings, quarterly conventions. So it's all about contact, 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 contact with a structure in mind. Okay? So great. So everybody, let's make a commitment. Look at your business. If you're looking in your community and you'd feel like, oh, my gosh, how do we get this started? Get a team of Crossline people. I know this is against a lot of people. Like, oh, I don't want to work Crossline, blah, 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 blah. I absolutely believe we all can work better together. So because it helps build better together. And every time we've done events, I've always opened up every one of my events to whoever wants to come because I truly believe that's my heart and soul. I don't, you know, I know people get fussy about those things, but it's up to you to decide whether it works for you. But it's helpful because until you grow to a certain size, you're going to need support from your surrounding community to make this happen. And if you get a group of community leaders together that can be a team and make it like a mastermind team on how to support that community to grow and explode with Manatech, watch out, world. Here we come.
Mary Jo?
Yep.
You both said that on Saturday. Unity, the power of unity. So
yep.
I agree. Matt, I wanted to ask you, daily tracker, do you have something that we could have?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a 28-day, it's called a 28-day daily tracker, and it's got like your 12 daily activities on the left-hand side, and I will be more than happy. It's on Success Mentors. It's part of Dwight and Susan Havener's website, successmentors.com. If you go to theirs, they have one there as well. So it's already published out there for you. Go look at that. You can take it. If you don't like the formatting, you can reformat it and do your own. But that's your daily tracker.
Is that what you use?
I use it. I probably redrafted it. I think we put it in a different format, and I don't have any problem sending that out to everybody.
Would you?
Yep. You bet.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, people, I know we ended a little early. I'm excited. Don't forget to get yourself structured. Work on this and see what's missing. I love, you know, when people ask questions about where they can find forms and things, that's great. That just shows somebody dynamic saying, hey, I want to get involved in this. I want to start doing this. I want to start doing my daily activity list. It's really absolutely necessary. I mean, we can sit back and go, well, I've been doing my business this way all along. Okay, so how's that working for you? I'd much rather see my growth look like Vancouver and look like South Africa and look like some other places than what I've been watching. And I've been growing, but I think that I'm not being the best leader I can without implementing these kind of things for my people to have great results in their businesses as well. So I want everybody throughout the organization to have similar responses. And we've done this in some areas, in our fastest growing areas. Guess what? This is what's working. We have the weekly events. I come in town on a monthly basis to do, you know, trainings and things like that and a couple of opportunity meetings. And then we would have somebody from corporate show up on an interim basis from time to time. Those are the things that drive the business. So implement it and watch it work for you. It's a great thing to do, but does it take discipline? Absolutely. And some people, they get involved in network marketing because they love it because it's like, hey, I can be free. I work for myself. I can do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. Well, good luck with that because, you know, it works, but it takes discipline and structure. That's what's important in this business. All right, everybody, have a great week. Don't forget Ben Carson. Take advantage of that. Get your emails out to people to invite them to things, and I will get our daily action tracker out for people who would like to share in ours as well. But you can also go to Dwight and Susan Havener. I believe ours came from that website or maybe from some of the other things we've made. So, yeah. Yeah, and we took it down to 28 days instead of being a 30-day tracker because I work on a business period basis. That's what I like to do. I know they talk about 90-day success cycle. That works for network marketing companies that work on a month-to-month basis. I like to work within the time of our business periods because those are the great things that we can really we get all the data from, because that's what Manatech gives us, our total GPV each business period and how many new signups. So Manatech does all the data collection. So if you try to run contrary to that, you're going to have to do your own data collection, and why build another set of work for you to do that you don't need to do. Okay, everybody, love you all, and take advantage of that Ben Carson event. It's going to be huge, I know, here and everywhere around the country, and what a great opportunity to share with others. Okay, bye-bye.